The first chapter of Genesis presents a fascinating intersection of biblical narrative and scientific theory regarding the universe's origins and human development. This interpretation weaves together religious text and modern scientific concepts in a unique way that attempts to bridge ancient wisdom with contemporary understanding. The creation story begins with a distinctive perspective on the Big Bang theory, describing the initial creation as consisting of massive lava projectiles. These projectiles, characterized by superheavy mass moving at extreme speeds within a confined height, contributed to the linear expansion of the universe. This constrained environment led to an interesting phenomenon. The projectiles began spinning rapidly, eventually developing into structures similar to black holes with intense gravitational cores. The text specifically emphasizes how this confined space played a crucial role in the formation of these early universal structures. The formation of celestial bodies follows an intriguing process in this interpretation. The spinning lava projectiles, through spinning force, took on spherical shapes. When water molecules were present within the layers of these lava masses, created steaming spheres. These spinning, steaming spheres developed their own gravitational fields, which in turn led to the formation of atmospheres. Electrical discharges at atmospheric clouds created thunder, which stimulated carbon molecules, leading to the emergence of microorganisms. This description provides a detailed mechanism for how the basic building blocks of life might have formed in the early universe. The text presents a comprehensive theory about biological evolution, suggesting these microorganisms underwent further integration to form various species and eventually animals. A particularly interesting aspect of this interpretation focuses on human chromosomal evidence. Humans possess 46 chromosomes, ranking them evolutionarily between dolphins, 44 chromosomes, and chimpanzees, 48 chromosomes. This genetic positioning suggests a significant mutation event in our evolutionary history, providing a scientific framework for understanding human origins. The narrative then takes an unexpected turn, proposing an unintegrated form of intelligent life, described as smart semi-animals, existed but ultimately failed due to their destructive behavior toward their ecosystem. Only viruses survived this collapse, traveling through space until they encountered suitable conditions on other planets with functioning ecosystems. This leads to a fascinating proposition: the existence of two distinct planetary origins, one for semi-animal species and another for divine humans. This dual origin theory attempts to reconcile both evolutionary and creation narratives. The interpretation connects these scientific concepts to biblical figures, specifically relating the semi-animal DNA to Cain and the divine human DNA to Seth. Genesis 4:25 is cited to support this connection, describing how Seth's bloodline consistently overcomes Cain's bloodline. The text draws a parallel relationship between Cain's bloodline and Abel's bloodline, where Cain's line poses a threat to Abel's, but Abel's line ultimately prevails over Cain's. This genetic interpretation of biblical lineages provides a unique perspective on ancient conflicts and relationships. The narrative extends this genetic lineage concept to later biblical figures, referencing Genesis 49:5 to establish a hierarchy between Simeon's and Levi's bloodlines, with Simeon's being considered inferior. According to this interpretation, Judah's bloodline are from Seth's bloodline, suggesting a continuation of the divine human genetic. This hierarchical understanding of biblical bloodlines enlightened a new way to interpret familiar religious narratives. This unique interpretation attempts to bridge the gap between scientific understanding and biblical narrative, suggesting that modern scientific discoveries about human genetics and evolution might have been encoded in ancient religious texts. The text presents a complex tapestry of ideas, weaving together concepts from astrophysics, evolutionary biology, and biblical genealogy to create a comprehensive origin story for both the universe and humanity. The interpretation raises intriguing questions about the relationship between scientific and religious understanding of human origins. This suggests, rather than being in conflict, scientific discoveries about human evolution and genetic diversity actually complement and illuminate ancient religious texts when viewed through an appropriate lens. This perspective challenges both traditional religious interpretations and purely materialistic scientific views. Torah emphasis on genetic lineages and ancient religious texts might contain multiple layers of meaning, accessible to different audiences at different times throughout human history. The interpretation proposes that the authors of Genesis may have encoded sophisticated scientific principles within their religious narrative. The combination of Big Bang theory, evolutionary biology, and biblical genealogy presented in this interpretation offers a unique framework for understanding both cosmic and human origins. I hope this episode could enlighten your Torah understandings. Until next episode, stay blessed.